Thanks for staying with us here on Garden Talk. Larry Mueller here, and we're turning our attention to heirloom plant varieties. Are you a fan of heirloom plant varieties? I am. It might be fruits, could be flowers, could be vegetables, might be herbs. And our next guest have all those things covered for you. We're talking now with Pamela Reardon. She and her daughter own Annie's Heirloom Seeds. It's a business they run out of Madison, and she's here to talk about the business and answer your questions about heirlooms. Maybe you could tell us about your favorite heirloom vegetables or flowers. Are you looking for maybe a specific variety, or maybe you want an heirloom that has some specific characteristics that you want, but not sure which ones? I hope you'll join in. Give a call. The number is 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or email us to talk@wpr.org. Pamela Reardon, welcome. Thank you for taking time to be with us today.
Thank you so very much for having me this afternoon, Larry. It's great to be on the show.
You didn't start out to be the owner of an heirloom seed company, I bet. That was probably not your first goal in life. But tell us how you became one.
So you are right, Larry. I spent the majority of my career working as a food and beverage marketer and product developer for Fortune 100, 500 companies. I had a long career in Chicago where my husband and I raised our family, did tons of work for almost any large food or beverage corporation you can imagine. And as I was getting a little bit senior in my career, I just had the strong desire to put my marketing skills to a different purpose and thought, well, wouldn't it be great if I could market my own products and have my own business? And so my husband and I really talked about that for a long time and tried to think what would be the best match for that endeavor. And actually, my husband has a marketing consulting business that worked with the original owner of Annie's Heirloom Seeds, which was located in Hudsonville, Michigan, just outside of Grand Rapids. And he had said to me for many years, this company is an excellent company, and I think you would love it. If it's ever for sale, let's buy it. And as luck had it, Larry, within probably 18 months of him uttering those words, the business was available for sale, and my husband and I purchased it. I was very excited about that because I'm a lifelong gardener. I actually grew up in the UP and was heavily influenced by my Italian grandfather, who was an incredible gardener and believed that all the kids should be out in the garden helping. And while at the time I may not have appreciated that, I certainly do now. When I was living in Illinois, I completed the Master Gardener program through the University of Illinois Extension Office, and I did my volunteer work at Chicago Botanic Garden. So it was really just that opportunity of that the business that we loved was for sale. I felt like I could leverage some of my marketing expertise and my lifelong passion for gardening.
Well, it's a wonderful story, Pam. I was on your site, and I've been on your site, and you have a pretty broad range of seeds, of all different types.
Yeah, it's been our big objective, Larry, to have a very deep portfolio of heirloom seeds, and I think we've probably increased our portfolio by maybe 35 to 40% since we purchased the business. But we've really been able to do that because of our move to Wisconsin and Madison particularly, and our very great luck in partnering with a group of unbelievable local experts who have just made it easy for us to grow. So we've been able to find partners to grow seed for us, which has just been wonderful. But we've also found partners that are able to provide wonderful things like organic seed potatoes and organic garlic, all heirloom for our gardeners as well.
You know what? Before we go any further, I think most people understand what heirloom means. But I'm not sure everybody does. And what the heck? What is an heirloom seed?
Well, you know, there are a lot of people. There are a lot of definitions depending on who you talk to. But I'll tell you what our definition is, Larry, and how we think about heirloom seeds. You know, heirloom seeds are typically passed down generation to generation. Our heirloom seeds have been around for a minimum of 50 years, the varieties that we carry, but most of them much, much longer. All heirloom seeds, as we see it, are, you know, they're tied to culture, to tradition, to regions, to families. And these are seeds that have been typically preserved by growers that pass them down generation to generation. But some of the technical aspects of an heirloom are, of course, they are all open-pollinated seeds, which means they reproduce true to type. So seeds that are saved from these plants will grow identical plants when they're planted next. It'll be an absolute clone of the parent plant. And each heirloom has its own genetic traits, very specific to that variety, whether it be flavor, color, growing characteristic, you name it. These are all very specific to those varieties, and they have not been genetically modified.
Yeah, and you can collect, let's say it's tomatoes, heirloom tomatoes.
Right.
You can collect those seeds from the tomatoes that you grow yourself from your heirloom seeds, and you could use them in another year, could you not?
Absolutely. And we encourage seed saving. It's a wonderful practice, not only for having seeds that you love on hand, growing season after growing season, but for sharing with your friends and family and fellow gardeners.
Yeah, and so I was really taken by the broad range of seeds that you have across vegetables and flowers, and you know, it amazed me. And you do have some local growers.
Right. We have several local growers. So we have, I think today, close to 1,200 heirloom varieties, which is just very exciting for us. And we've got some just terrific local partners that have been able to support our growth. We work with folks like Aaron Whaley out at AP Whaley in Mount Horeb, the Driftless Seed Group in Ferryville, Wisconsin, Keen Garlic, Mythic Farm for both our garlic and garlic bulbs and seed potatoes have been tremendous partners. We also have started to work with a group of Amish growers in southern Minnesota in a very skilled seed growing community, and that's been a great resource for us as well. So we've been able to tap into, if not Wisconsin resources, Midwest resources for a great number of our varieties, but not for everything. And we do partner with growers in the Pacific Northwest and in Maine as well to get the diversity that we're looking for.
Yeah, but they're also within the kind of the zones that we're in too.
Absolutely, very similar.
Very, very similar. Well, somebody might ask, why are your seeds special? I think you've already given us a lot, but why do you personally think, why are my seeds special?
Well, you know, of course they're heirloom, and these are all tried, tested, and true varieties. So we are very particular about the growers that we pick, about the growing practices, and then we are actually testing those seeds in our test gardens on an ongoing basis. And what we're looking for are those sensory characteristics people love about an heirloom coming through. Are we getting the yields that we're looking for? Are we able to deliver on disease resistance and several other factors? And we look to confirm that over and over again from our growers and our suppliers. So actually sourcing is our number one priority. And it takes the biggest amount of time for our business as well.
I bet it does. Talking with Pamela Reardon today. Pamela is co-owner of Annie's Heirloom Seeds. Question, and boy, we're getting into the seed, now's the time to be putting a lot of seeds into the ground. So it's kind of perfect timing in some ways to have her with us. And if you have a question for her or a comment, I hope you'll join in. The number 800-642-1234 or email to talk at WPR.org. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Great to have you along today as we talk with Pam Reardon, co-owner of Annie's Heirloom Seeds. And again, you can join us 800-642-1234. Email to talk at WPR.org. And John emailed and wondered if you sell plants as well as seeds.
You know, right now we are not selling plants, Larry, but we are looking at that for the future. We are, at this time, an online store only. We don't have a storefront. There are ways we can ship heirloom plants. We just aren't feeling 100% confident about the fulfillment of that right now. When we have a store in the Madison area, we will have plants available. But right now, we do not sell them on our website.
And I was thinking about this as you were talking about some of the advantages. I think growing, and correct me or maybe disagree with me, but I don't think you will, growing heirloom varieties, I think, is important to both our food system and even as it relates to our flowers.
Absolutely. It's the biodiversity that's really exciting about heirlooms. So just keeping these seeds alive and well and circulated in our growing communities really throughout the United States, we feel is a priority. And that's one of the reasons we focused on developing several garden kits and collections for different growing regions and growing situations, Larry, just so that we can put the right mix of heirlooms in the hands of growers, no matter where they're located, and no matter what their expertise level is.
That's really good thinking on that. Jake in Brussels has a question for you. Let's go there. Jake, hi. Thanks a lot for calling.
Hi, and I hear you that sponsor WPR. Thanks.
You are welcome.
Yep, I appreciate that. Question, is there any heirloom cabbage that is similar to, that is closer to like a lettuce than a hard cabbage? I'm thinking of the variety that they sell at Aldi's. I eat that almost like lettuce, where the other one that you normally see in the grocery stores, you really got to cook it because it's very dense and it's a little more on the bitter side. But the other one is sweeter.
Yeah.
You know, some of the Asian cabbages actually are much leafier. They don't grow in that very, very dense head. And they still deliver all the beautiful flavor notes of a typical cabbage. But they're just a lot easier to use and a lot friendlier if you're looking to build a salad that's leafy and fluffy, versus some of the ball sort of cabbages. But if you look at some of the Asian varieties, I think you'll find some that are exactly right for what you're talking about.
And do you carry some of those, Annie, or Annie, Pam?
Yes, we do. So if you look on our website, you'll find several options for Asian cabbage. And I think if you try a few of those, you'll find that is pretty close to what you're looking for.
Jake, there you go. Thank you so much for calling. And again, you can join us 800-642-1234. Email to talk at WPR.org. One thing I thought was unusual, you offer grains. And I'm thinking, can backyard gardeners grow them, or do they have to have a large area?
Well, it's very interesting. Our customers really fall into three categories. We have the home gardener, we have a lot of homesteaders, and we have a lot of market growers that are shopping at Annie's because they're really looking for that wide variety of heirloom seeds. And we find that our homesteaders are particularly interested in the heritage grains. And they've really discovered, and this is really a lot of the newer, younger growers, they've really discovered that growing grains is not that difficult, especially with some of the tried and true heirloom varieties. And then milling those grains or processing them, grinding them at home is also not a very difficult proposition. So there is a tremendous amount of enthusiasm for heritage grains. And as far as growing them in the backyard for home gardeners, we are seeing that a lot of our growers are looking at einkorn and some of the other hard grains. They're beautiful in the garden, and they are actually quite easy to grow.
That is that's very cool. And all your heirloom seeds, are they all organic?
No. I wish they were. We literally purchase every high-quality organic heirloom that we can find. But unfortunately, right now, only about 30 to 35% of our heirloom portfolio is organic, Larry, and the rest is conventional. But, you know, we find that the conventional seeds are grown so meticulously, particularly with the growing partners that we've been able to hand select, that the difference is going to be negligible. But for many growers, organic and that organic certification is a must-have. And we do source as many of those varieties as we possibly can.
You know, I think that the reason that some of the operators, farmers, whatever, are not calling their seeds organic is because they can't meet this, or they don't want to go through the process of actually having them certified. The certification process can be, time-consuming is one word for it.
It's difficult and it's time-consuming, but it is also a very good safeguard. And in Wisconsin, we're all fortunate to have MOSA as our backyard certifier. Our operation is certified by MOSA. We're a handler of seeds, so we have to have our own organic certification. And then all of the growers that we purchase organic seed have similar certification. But I will say we are fortunate to have MOSA. We found them to be incredible partners, strong educators, and really seem to try to understand folks' businesses, and they want to help growers and businesses like mine make that transition to an organic certification.
And MOSA, somebody's, I'm sure, is thinking, what does MOSA stand for?
Boy, I don't know the answer to that one.
It's the, I'm not sure I can come up with it either off the top of my head, but if you type in MOSA, it's going to come up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. John in Waukesha called to ask if you could mention some of the new offerings for 2026. He's a customer, and there are a lot of options. Sometimes he feels overwhelmed.
Well, we try every year to introduce a large number of new heirlooms to our portfolio. And as a rule, we try to increase each category by 10%. With new organic varieties. Sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't. But this year we had a wonderful new selection, which is just fantastic. We've got a great mix of vegetables, tremendous flower assortment, lots of beautiful herbs, just a wonderful group of new mixes that we were able to create, new mixes and blends that we create ourselves. So it was a good year for new varieties at Annie's. We were lucky enough to get some new seed potato varieties as well.
And you have a selection of medicinal flowers, too. Are they finding a bigger market?
huge market for medicinal flowers and herbs and other medicinal plants, as a matter of fact. And that is a trend that we see continuing for gardeners who are really just looking to boost their own wellness with herbs that can be used in tinctures, teas, in any number of ways. We deliberately source a wide selection of these medicinal herbs and flowers, and it's something that we keep top of mind when we're sourcing every year.
Yeah. What do you think? What's been some of the biggest lessons you've learned as a new business owner?
You know, the thing that I've always reminded of, and I'm not going to say it slips my mind, but I'm just always reminded how important it is, and that's to listen to our customers. And we try to have a very open dialogue with our loyal heirloom growers and our new growers in those different categories, whether it be a market grower, a homesteader, or a home gardener, because they all have different needs. So just keeping in touch with our customers has been the number one priority and something that we just continue to remind ourselves of. Our biggest challenges are often the silliest things, like shipping and postal costs and, you know, unexpected costs that kind of hit every business that you're just not thinking about when you move into a very specific business like gardening and heirloom seeds. There are all those outside factors that affect the business, and it really takes you away from your core expertise and to put your business manager hat on and figure those things out.
And, you know, one of the nice things about your website, I'm just looking at it now, it's a photo of you and your daughter, and your daughter's your kind of your partner in this.
My daughter, Holly, runs the business with me, and I am extremely fortunate because she has a lot of the technical skills required to run an e-commerce platform. And to really execute a lot of marketing in today's world to reach gardeners across the country, whether that be email or catalog or social media. There's a lot of technology involved in marketing these days. She's a pro.
And now, one of the reasons you got into this was because you like to garden.
Absolutely.
Do you have any time to garden yourself anymore?
Well, I grow a lot of the seeds in my test garden, in my own garden, that we are planning to add for the next year. So as a matter of fact, my first cool crop is completely planted, and it is largely seeds that we have folks intending to grow for us for our 2027 collection. So, yes, I have plenty of time to grow.
Well, that is good news to hear, Pam. I want to thank you so much for being with us today. It's been a real treat. And I think if anybody's listening, I want to type in Annie's Heirloom Seeds. Your website's going to pop up, and they're going to be very surprised at the variety of vegetables and flowers that you have available. It's really striking. And here we are now. It's about getting time to plant those, get those tomato seeds in the ground, not in the ground, but in the pots for growing at home. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Larry. And congratulations on your amazing 60-year career.
Okay. Thank you, Pam.
Pam
Reardon is co-owner of Annie's Heirloom Seeds. And by way of full disclosure, we should mention that Annie's Heirloom Seeds is one of Wisconsin Public Radio's many business sponsors. Did want to mention, and I think it's coming up April 21st, if I'm not mistaken, that Jill Nadeau and I will be at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire for the next in our series of talks about sort of my career I've mentioned it many times on the air so far. We had so much fun in Wausau with the gang there. Lots of laughter and really good fun. And you can get a copy or get a ticket. I shouldn't say a copy. Get a ticket. Go to WPR.org/presents. And the Eau Claire and the Green Bay presentation that's coming up a little later, and the presentation we're doing at the Barrymore Theater in Madison, that's even later yet. But they're all there, and tickets are free. But get signed up, and Eau Claire's next, and I said it's April 21st. Big thanks to you for listening, and, of course, to our team. Big team effort. Lee Rayburn, who's going to be replacing me July 6th, is on the team. So is Jeff Robbins, Clara Neipert, Joel Patnott, our executive producer, Jill Nadeau. I'm Larry Mueller.